You're listening to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Let's just be honest, the future of TV and movies, it's in streaming. Well, video streaming services like Hulu and Netflix do not want to be treated like traditional cable companies when it comes to the government taxing their services. Alisa Nelson is here to talk with State Senator Curtis Trent of Springfield, who is proposing a bill that would help these streaming companies.
It would prevent the franchise fee, which is a fee that's typically used to pay for damage to the public right-of-way by infrastructure installation like cable lines, would prevent that fee from being applied to services that stream over those lines, like streaming services. So, you know, Hulu, Netflix, any of your streaming services that are not subject to that tax right now.
What does that tax look like? I'm curious. Is it a percentage?
Yeah, so it's currently 5%. I think there's some statute passed a couple years ago that's taken it down over time to 2.5%. But, of course, that tax can always be changed.
Why should these services be treated differently from your typical cable companies? And does it also include, like, satellite, that kind of, are the satellites considered similar to cable companies?
Satellites are not considered similar because they do not damage the public right away when you install them. Like, they go on your roof, they're not sinking a cable into the ground in most cases. But typically the point of a satellite is that you're not dependent on hard infrastructure. So the goal, or the reason why they're treated differently right now under law, is because, again, it goes back to that principle of if you damage something, you should pay for it. And so if you're a cable company, you're digging up the street or the sidewalk to lay a cable, the fee is there to restore that public infrastructure to the way it was before you laid your infrastructure. A streaming service uses the infrastructure that is already there. So it is the cost of laying that infrastructure is already baked in. It's not an additional cost. You can stream as many things as you want across the cable that's already been laid without incurring any additional expense to the public. And so it was never treated the same way. The reason why this bill is needed is because there's a court case that's trying to reimagine a statute on the franchise fee to apply to these services, and so it would be a duplicative tax, essentially.
And now, does that mean it would trickle down to the user?
Right. So, of course, the end user pays all this. So right now, the user is paying 5% for their cable line. If without this bill, there's a possibility that if these court cases go through, you could pay not only 5% for the cable in the ground, then you'd pay another 5% for Hulu, another 5% for Netflix, another 5% for Amazon, another 5% for Disney, and just keep going down the line. As many streaming services as you have, you would pay that tax over and over and over again, even though there would be no additional damage being done to the right-of-way.
Video streaming services like Hulu and Netflix do not want to be treated like traditional cable companies when it comes to government taxing services. Senator Curtis Trent of Springfield is proposing a bill that would help these companies. He joined Show Me Today. I'm Alisa Nelson. Now, are these fees all local, or are they state, federal?
Yeah, they're local municipal fees.
Okay.
Again, it's designed to recoup the damage to local infrastructure, but it's not designed to be a revenue raiser for the municipalities.
So, but do you know, like, what type of savings this could be for them?
Well, there won't be any savings unless these court cases go through. This is a preventative measure. And it's in line with something the legislature did a couple years ago, which was to put a moratorium on streaming fees. Again, because it goes back to that principle of, you know, recouping damages to the public infrastructure. The concern is that court cases will create a loophole that would allow those taxes to come back in, even though they have been prohibited.
And then, what are you hearing from the opposing side? There's been a hearing on it. Did you have any sort of opposing arguments there, or have you heard of some opposing arguments?
So there are folks in opposition. Municipalities, as you would expect, are opposed to this because it's boxes them out from potential future sources of revenue, which in my mind, the answer to that is to go to the public and ask for a revenue increase. If you need more money, I think the public is the appropriate place to go to ask for that, get a ballot measure, get a majority of your citizens to vote on that, and if more revenue is needed for local purposes. I don't think it's appropriate to do it through a legal loophole.
And then where is your bill at in the process at this point?
So the bill is SB 152. It was voted out of the Commerce Committee on the 14th of February.
So it is ready for the Senate to debate the bill at any time.
Yeah, as soon as it gets calendared, it will be available for the full Senate to consider.
Now, is this the first year that you've sponsored this?
This is the first year that I've sponsored this specific measure. I have been involved in trying to protect streaming services from new taxes in the past, but obviously this is in response to a very specific set of legal cases that is ongoing.
Anything else about this bill that you think is important for Missourians to keep in mind as it goes through the process?
I think the general thing that I hope the public will support is the principle that the public should be the only group of people raising taxes on Missourians. That this is all, we should always go to the public if more revenue is needed. It's not a decision that should be made in the courts.
State Senator Curtis Trent of Springfield. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.